Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jumping off an hour or two of sports talk here on this Thursday afternoon, along with the Cajun Ken and Bobby Hebert, NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick, Scott Alexander on the Sports Flash and at Master Control at 504-260-1870. Fellas, I want to pick up the conversation we left off yesterday in a very shotgun show, 90 minutes. We were starting to grade the defensive line as a whole. We graded the offense, receiver, O-line, running back, quarterbacks, tight ends. The D-line, Mike, I'll start with you.
Hey, it's real simple. Listen, it was a little inconsistent early as far as a pass rush, and you ended up with 46 quarterback sacks. Now, Bobby and I talked about this, I remember, on a Monday night show.
We were hoping they were getting the low 40s.
Yeah. No, they get to 46. They got a lot of pressure on the quarterback, and they stopped the run. Now, they gave up some big plays in the secondary, especially in games like Atlanta late and the Giants in the last fourth quarter. But I think their defensive line, for me, it's an A grade.
Well, we have a championship defense, and I think it all starts up front. Can you stop the run? And I think I like Malcolm Jenkins, how he was quarterback in the back end of the secondary and all that. Now, you can't even count the Dolphins game.
Did David Onyemata, in your opinion, Bobby, I know he was out six games, but it took him a while to get going.
Hell yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did.
But he finished strong.
But late, man, he was.
See, he was out the first six games, and it's like, man, come on, you know, we gave him.
It ain't
extension.
A light switch. You've missed games like that. It's not a light switch.
David Onyemata played terrible against the Eagles.
He didn't play well.
Look at that game, and we got to stop the run. Come on, you know the Eagles want to run.
But off the edge. Man, that wasn't good.
But after that game, I think David Onyemata turned the corner. I mean, talk about turning the corner. How about Cam Jordan? Okay. Now think about Cam Jordan. Oh, maybe Cam Jordan has lost a step. All of a sudden, what is that? He drank the fountain of youth. COVID is the fountain youth for him. He missed one game, and he should never have missed a game. And then look at his production on the back end. And it made sense. If you truly analyze, if you're a dominant player, you should dominate no matter who's alongside you. That's a bunch of BS. You know why? Because it's like a glove, how they do stunts, and it all works hand in hand. It wasn't by chance at the end when Davenport's available and David Onyemata.
That's right.
So Cam Jordan is productive. Now,
I thought, to use a basketball analogy,
Onyemata and Davenport got back,
right.
Man, it opened up everything.
Right. To use a basketball analogy, Davenport was almost a creator.
Pete Jenkins said this best. Davenport, early in his career, one-on-one, he wasn't winning. He was a carpenter's helper. Now he's turned into a finished carpenter.
Hey, see the repertoire.
He's a master carpenter.
Spin moves now, the bull rush, speed.
Now, is he healthy? Listen, if he'd play a whole season, I'd be disappointed if Marcus Davenport don't get 15 sacks. He had 9. Well, we are worried about when he's going to play, and he still had 9 sacks. I mean,
that's why he's going to get paid.
The Saints have to pay him. Yeah. We all know. Okay, look at Trey Hendrickson kicking ass for the Bengals.
He's going to get a lot more money than Trey.
That's what I'm saying. That's why for sure I think they're paying Davenport and what's going to come about.
Disappointment was Peyton Turner.
Yeah, the rookie. Come on, Mike. What did he play like? A cup of coffee.
Yeah,
he had a cup of coffee, then he just played and not. The guy, I'll tell you, could be the X factor. Christian, you brought this up yesterday. I think we were going off the air. And, Mike, we've talked about this. Watch out, because he's better than Shai Tuttle. Now, Shai Tuttle is doing his job. Jalen Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Dalton, two straight training camps, he gets hurt. I know we watch him in practice, and we're always taking notes on him.
Yeah.
Mike, I think he's from Clemson.
Yeah, he got to stay healthy, though.
Yeah, if he's Jalen Dalton, if you look at him, he's 6'6", 6'6", 300 pounds. He went to University of North Carolina.
He's a Ryan Nielsen. Remember, Ryan was the defensive line coach recruiting coordinator at North Carolina State.
Right.
And was trying to recruit him.
So he knew all about him.
Same thing with Shai Tuttle. Shai Tuttle's from North Carolina. He went to Tennessee. So Ryan got him in the pro part of the game. So that was
probably something you talked about with Davenport. If he played a full season, getting 15 sacks. Well, this year he played 11 games, 9 sacks.
No, that's what I was saying.
It falls in line with
playing
that.
Six more games.
It's kind of – no, he's at that level. He is that dominant. And you know who else was dominant? We got him from the Chiefs. He got hurt passing you.
Tano passing you.
He had a handful of sacks.
And the fact that he's versatile, I think, gives you that leeway. And hopefully, again, injuries are going to happen. But the versatility of passing you, I think it's really strong for this team. Where in that NASCAR package on third down, you can just say, hey, guys, sick them.
You get your best pass rushers. And it might be that all of a sudden, because the Saints would do this. You might say, well, I think you'd have David Onyemata, even though considering he could play inside or outside. But in theory, you can have, I think they would do this. Okay, it's an obvious passing down. We're going to have four defensive ends. And we ain't got no damn D tackles. It's like third and nine. Now, you got to be able to handle a draw play or something like that. But you know what? It's third and nine, and I don't care if we got a bunch of defensive ends. They're going to get upfield and be disruptive on the quarterback.
So the D-line gets an A grade from all three?
Yeah.
I give them an A.
No, I tell you, we have a championship defense. Now, I don't know where our offense is at. Right now, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Think about when we wanted to have a defense with Drew Brees. We're a 500. I'm telling you, without our defense, we'd have won like five games.
I think the big question mark this offseason is what happens with Quan Alexander at linebacker and Marcus Williams, P.J. Williams.
You got to pay P.J. Williams. What you is a bargain basically. $2.5 million. You got to give him $5 million. P.J. Williams. And listen, again, if the Saints, you got to pay Davenport because if you don't, someone else will. And somebody's going to pay Marcus Williams if you don't pay him. You know, we franchise tag him. Somebody's going to pay him. They are that good. The skin's on the wall.
Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back here on Sports Talk, continuing to break down and grade the Saints' position groups. We talked about the defensive line getting an A. That was the star of that defense, but not to be too far behind. That secondary, we'll get to the linebackers in a minute, but that secondary, I thought, especially at times when, you know, guys were out with injuries, what have you, I think Chauncey Gardner-Johnson might be, I can make the case, might be one of the most important parts of that defense.
Well, I would think Dennis Allen, how they view him, how they can utilize him. He's not as flexible as P.J. Williams. Now, what I mean by that, the range.
He's got a specific.
Position flex.
Yeah.
Specific.
P.J. Williams, while you look at both safeties, inside corner, slide corner, outside, he's actually gotten better. Because we were poo-pooing him at the beginning coming out of Florida State, but he has gotten better. He has gotten better as a player. And now, I mean, to me, for sure, he's a $5 or $6 million player. I don't know. We paid him like $2.5 million, whatever, somewhere around there. No, P.J. Williams is that diamond in the rough. Now, I still think, for sure, one more year, Malcolm Jenkins being the quarterback on the back end of the defense. But C.D. Deuce, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Look, it doesn't matter what it, – now it's like a half a dozen, not one or two times, like a half a dozen games where he's not doing anything. And the opponent on the other team's like freaking out, wanting to whip his butt. Did you say at the end of the Falcons game?
I didn't even know. It was almost a brouhaha.
I didn't even know who this receiver was, and Chauncey Gardner's looking at
him. He was like, man, what are you talking about? I didn't do nothing.
I don't know what he's doing. One day I hope it doesn't cost us a game.
Yeah, exactly.
But I am so glad he's on our team.
Exactly.
That's the kind of guy, and I think that'd be Sean Payton kind of football player. And does Chauncey Gardner ever have a bad day, C.D. Dude?
It doesn't seem to happen.
Mike, watch him
in
practice.
He had one against the 49ers a couple years ago.
But what I'm saying, though.
No, a bad day in life.
As far as attitude.
In life.
Practice. He goes, man, it's football. I love football. It could be in training camp. He's always, you know what he said, the juice boys. I know he has not a juice box. He got a gallon of juice. He's always full. He is as full as it could be, Chauncey Gardner. He's always bringing it. That's what you need on your team. That's why I think he's so valuable,
Mike. I think the MVP back there is Lattimore. I think
Lattimore is dominant.
Because he can take one side of the field and kind of take it away. Man, when you have that type of ability, you can do a lot of things defensively. And this year you were playing with a rookie on the other side. So you knew one thing. That poor guy, Boston Adebo got picked on early, okay? And he gave up some big plays. That happens in the NFL.
But he got better than it
year.
He got
better as the year went along. And Bradley Roby gives you a security blanket. It gives you a type of insurance that you did not have when you
– had Eli Apple.
Come on.
I think Bradley Roby, that's why I think we got to keep him. We got to keep Paulson.
You got him under
Adebo.
Contract for one more year. You got to keep him.
You're paying him big bucks. I think they kind of said maybe in hindsight we should have kept Jack Rabbit. But now with Paulson, Adebo, Lattimore, and Bradley Roby, considering how the game is structured, you don't know about injuries, we need to keep all of those guys.
But, Bob, I think
did Paulson Adebo's year, did he overachieve by what you expected?
No, I think on draft day we all thought he could come in and play.
Yeah, he could come in and play, maybe not start. Or play as much as he played. No, so I would say I was disappointed in his effort in the Giants game when he got beat. But, Mike, who's the fast guy of University of Washington on the deep ball with the Giants?
Tony.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're hustling, then you knock the ball out and he gave up. He could have recovered the ball in the end zone. So you learn, and I thought he got better on the back end because he continuously, they would pick on him because they didn't want to go after Lattimore, and Paulson and Debo got better. I'm not worried about our secondary right now.
The other thing with P.J.
We got a championship secondary.
P.J. is they find the right spot for him because when they picked him, remember they had him as an outside corner. Mm-hmm. Now they have him as a nickel or a dime safety. And so I give Dennis Allen and Aaron Glenn started it because he found the spot for him.
And then
Chris Richard sort of understood this is his spot. He's not an outside corner. He's a nickel dime safety, and I think that really has helped him.
Well, so defensive backs.
And the thing is, if you're in a bind, though, in a game or something, PJ, okay, you got to go play outside to finish the game.
He can do it.
He could do it. Yep.
Defensive back grades, go, Bobby.
Oh, A for sure.
I give him an A-.
Yeah, I'm going
A-. Yeah, A- because the chunk plays. Sometimes we didn't go to I was a little too optimistic there.
Randy Mueller, former NFL GM and CEO of Mueller Football Advising, is next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Scotty A knows what I like. A little Pearl Jam and, Hunger Strike, excuse me. Man, that was one of my favorites out there. Chris Cornell, Eddie Vedder. Back here on Sports Talk, Randy Mueller, former NFL GM, CEO of Mueller Football Advising. Randy, welcome to the show. Thanks for the time.
My pleasure. Good to be with you guys, little Eddie Vedder. I'm a Seattle guy, so you're
Randy, I knew you'd like that, Randy. I knew that. I know where you grew up.
Randy, what are you up to these days?
I am doing a bunch of media stuff, talking to people like you guys, enjoying it, doing a podcast for The Athletic, probably watching more film than I ever have, so staying involved with the game as much as I can, and doing a little writing for Fox as well, so I'm plenty busy.
So, Randy, are you going to tell me to slow my roll, or is this, because, you know, everyone was, who's the latest, greatest, the greats, like whether it be Johnny Unitas, Joe Montana, whatever, then you look at the great Tom Brady, and he's still playing, but now it's almost like, I don't know, the swag that he has, maybe Joe Burrow could be the next Tom Brady. What's your take on that?
Well, I think Joe Brady's on his way. I'm not going to say anybody's going to be the next Tom Brady because I'm not sure I've seen one other than him in the last 35 years. So I do like Joe. I think you guys probably saw enough of him down there. Knew what the NFL was getting. So I think this, Joe has all the skills. He has all the football IQ and acronym you're looking for. They've found some players to play on the perimeter. Now they got to find a way to keep him upright. And I think the only thing that can hold Joe back is really health. And that's going to come with getting rid of the ball a little quicker. He still does hold the ball a little bit and taking less sacks so he can hang around for a while.
Yeah, because, Randy, 51 sacks,
51,
that's a lot.
You can't get hit that.
Yeah. That's plenty. Yeah.
Randy, your thoughts on Josh Allen? Because you know what? I think Bob and I agree on this. This may be the Bills' avenue to get to Super Bowl Sunday. Josh has really progressed as a passer. We always knew, you know, he was this big kid from Wyoming, big lumberjack type build type guy, and he has gotten better throwing the football. The Bills have a little bit of a running game now going, the latter part of the season, but their defense is so good. When you only average giving up 17 points a game this season in a league built to score points,
You should win.
You got your shot now. And I think you built – I would love to have Tre'Davious White on that team if I was Buffalo. Sure. But I think you're sort of built to play to the strengths of the Chiefs.
I think Josh Allen is right out of central casting and perfect for Buffalo. I mean, you hit it on the head, playing in Wyoming, been in the wind, he's been in the cold. And I know there was a lot made last week of him not being great in the cold weather. I got news for you. 6'5", 240, why wouldn't he be with a rocket arm like that? So I'm all in on Josh Allen. I went to Wyoming two or three times to see him. I was not one of the ones that questioned his accuracy. I think when you saw this kid play at Wyoming, he was throwing to neighbor kids.
Yep.
And the timing wasn't there. The system wasn't there. you had to have a little crystal ball and focus on where you thought he could get to, and he's done that. And to his credit, remember, they made the playoffs 3 years straight now. 2 years ago, he went to Houston and played a game where it was a wild carnival ride. If you remember him spinning around and going backwards and throwing the ball the wrong way, you got to think then, whoa, what are we getting ourselves into? But he has come a long ways, like you mentioned, Mike, and I think he's really the ideal guy for what they do. You mentioned the defense. That obviously helps, but I think it was no more evident than last week when they played New England. And I have nothing against Mac Jones. Mac Jones is a great kid, a fine kid. But it was kind of like neener, neener, neener. Buffalo had Josh Allen, and New England had Mac Jones.
Yeah. It was like the varsity JV. I mean, you go seven straight games, and seven straight possessions, you're scoring a touchdown. Now, Randy, the personnel guy that you are, because some people are Ryan Tannehill fans, some are not. And I read this, and some things you learn every day, and I want you to comment on. And I'm looking at Ryan Tannehill, the highest player drafted in 2012 that is still playing. Look, his fifth playoff start with Tennessee. A lot of people don't realize he had postseason wins over Tom Brady and Lamar Jackson, in the AFC Championship game 2 years ago. But I thought this was interesting because you look at, like, Zach Taylor. Zach Taylor comes out of nowhere, the Cincinnati coach. And you look at the background, he knows Tannehill only too well, he said. Look, I was a graduate assistant at Texas A&M when Tannehill played both receiver, wide receiver, and quarterback, and then also coached quarterbacks, including Tannehill, for four seasons with the Dolphins. But he goes on to say, I'm telling you now, Ryan Tannehill could have played receiver in the NFL if he had wanted. He goes on to say Tannehill caught 55 passes for right under 900 yards and five touchdowns in his first season in college. So does Ryan Tannehill get enough credit? The reason why I bring that up, okay, because you look how they're structured. Derrick Henry gets hurt. But then look at the injuries to Julio Jones and A.J. Brown. Then you look, they shuffled through 91 players, an NFL record in a non-strike season. So, I mean, why are people poo-pooing Ryan Tannehill? I think he's been unbelievable.
I think you're right. I think he's been outstanding. And I asked myself the same question a week or so ago. So I actually went back and dug into the film and looked at Tennessee and tried to figure that out, because I've always thought there's got to be something that we're missing here with this team. Because when we talk about all these other teams with all their bells and whistles and perimeter players and all their highfalutin passing games, whether it's the Rams or any of these Kansas City. But here's what I found. Ryan Tannehill, when consistent, is plenty good enough to get you to the final game. And also, their offensive line is not getting enough credit, Bobby. I mean, it's Nate Davis, it's Ben Jones, it's Quisenberry. Their offensive line is kick butt all season long, and they play a different brand. They get after people, and that's been the constant with them, and I just don't think they get enough credit. And what it told me was, if you have trouble describing a team that's good and figuring out why they're good, there's a pretty good chance that the offensive line is the reason, because that for untrained eye, or if you just watch on TV, you don't get to see it all. I went back and studied it, and I think their offensive line is really good, but I do think you're right. I think people are missing the boat on Tannehill. I remember I did a little study a year ago and had him in the top 10 of 33-year-old quarterbacks or younger, and people kind of laughed. But he was good last year for them, too.
The other thing, too, Randy. I think when he was in Miami, I give Arthur Smith a lot of credit here. Mm-hmm. I think he took away the yo-yo string from him. When I watched him in Miami, almost like, man, I got to throw it. And then all of a sudden, almost like he wants to pull it back. The one thing with Arthur, I think he brought some confidence in, hey, you're confident in that throw, make it. Throw it.
Right.
Don't pull it back like the yo-yo string. And I think that's the big change we see Tannehill in Miami and Tannehill in Nashville.
I think you're right. I think that's any of us, right? The more experienced we become, the more confident we have in our jobs. Hey, were you better at your job now or 2 years ago? Probably better now, right? And no matter what we all do, we all get better. And to his credit, he's gotten more confidence. And I agree, Arthur Smith was great for him. Obviously, the running game helps him. It fits with his style.
Right.
But I agree, you're seeing a more confident guy who, and Bobby knows this, you're not a good quarterback at this level unless you can anticipate.
Amen.
And yes, And he's been able to do that now with confidence. He can anticipate when receivers are coming open. He has a little jump, you know, that he never had before when delivering the ball, and he gets rid of it, if not early, on time for sure, and that matters. So I think it's all the above with him, and I like Tennessee for that reason.
Well, Randy, you know, like you're talking about, can you anticipate the throw or can you throw a player open? The only one, the only player that I ever witnessed with June Jones was like Jeff George. I've seen Jeff make some throws like he would wait to see the guy get open. Then it's amazing how the ball got there. And so you can't wait in the NFL level to the receiver to get open. You have to anticipate or you have to throw him open. Drew Brees did an unbelievable job with that. And a lot of times the fans, I don't think they realize that the NFL is too fast. When you can get away with high school, then you go college and you look at the NFL in that window of opportunity. Yep. There's not too many John Elways or like a Jeff George type of arm that could wait to see the guy open to get in there. No, you have to anticipate to be accurate.
No, 100%. And I think you're right. There's not many Jeff Georges that have ever played the game just because of that. His arm talent is crazy. There's some other guys playing right now with crazy arm talent as well, but don't see the game completely. And I think it's whether it's instincts or anticipation, that's where the greats come in. Those are the guys that can throw before guys are open and anticipate windows and when guys will come open. Now, some of that is learning a system and being able to grow in it.
Right.
But the other thing I'm convinced we're kind of just born with, right? It's hard to teach people instincts at the NFL level, regardless of position. If you haven't really grown up playing a lot of games in the yard or whatever, as we do with kids, I think it's the biggest thing is instincts that are missing nowadays. And when you can find a quarterback with instincts, I'll take a marginal arm for sure.
Because they'll make the coach look good.
And the GM look good, right?
Because it never goes as we draw it up on the board.
Right.
I can tell you that.
Randy, you were the general manager down here for a good stretch, and you pulled off the Ricky Williams trade. Can you share with any fans down here that a trade that almost happened that would be interesting or an acquisition that almost happened but just didn't at the last minute, fell apart at the last minute? Were there any of those during your time here in New Orleans?
I don't recall too many happening or not happening there, but I've always said this for years. Some of the best deals I ever made were the ones that didn't happen. I remember one year in the draft in Seattle, and we were brash. We thought we had all the answers, and I was fixing to give away a first-round pick for a tight end from Nebraska, from the Jets, Mitchell.
Help Johnny, me, Johnny Mitchell.
Johnny Mitchell. We ended up having him a couple years later at the Saints.
Yes.
And we were going to give up a first-round pick for this guy, and the Jets wouldn't do it. At the last second, they said, no, we can't afford to give him up. As it turned out, that would have been a terrible deal for us to make. And he ended up being a good player, but not worth a first-round pick. So I think we all have a few of those. You got to remember, I was only in New Orleans for a couple years, so I didn't get a chance to make too many deals, but the ones I always go back on are the ones that I didn't make, and for some reason, they ended up turning out good that I didn't.
Now, Randy, think about, okay, you can put your GM cap on, you know, your association with even Mickey Loomis and what he's facing and Sean Payton. Boy, you kind of take for granted how great Drew Brees was and the stability there. You know, if you get a dozen years, you'd be pleased. But you're talking about 15, 16 years. Where are you at as far as the Jameis Winston camp? Or, I love Taysom Hill as a football player. I just don't want him to be my starting quarterback. Right. And so what is your take? Because I think Jameis could play, but I don't know over the next decade that if we stand pat like where we're at right now, we might be saying, oh, when are we going to get the next Drew Brees? I mean, easier said than done.
We might be saying that for quite some time.
Right.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And I think they're looking. I'll be honest with you. I don't know this. I don't have any insight. But I think they've been looking. They're still looking. It's just hard to come up with the right answer. I think Jameis may, and again, I like Jameis, but he may fall into the category we talked about. He has all the physical skills. I don't know about the anticipation and instincts on a consistent basis. He's shown sometimes that he gets it and that he can make the throws. So we'll have to see, but I'm with you. Sean's probably at the point now where he would like a more polished version of Jameis. I don't know that he wants to draft a young kid and go through that process because that's a learning curve that takes 2 or 3 years. I could see them being in the market trade-wise at any place, anybody, whether it's Seattle, whether it's Green Bay, whether it's maybe even San Francisco with Jimmy G, I could see the Saints being in the market all over the league trying to find the best fit. And who knows? Obviously, they have some cap gymnastics to have to get through. But
right.
This is just my gut feeling. My hunch is they're always looking, and I don't think their future is on their roster at quarterback.
I agree with you, Randy.
I think, Randy, right there with you. Now, Randy, the way the NFL is structured, because you look at the Patrick Mahomes, you look at Allen, you look at Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady up in age. But do you think right now, because I think you can, maybe I'm old school with this because that's Jim Mora coming through me, but I think with a Jimmy Garoppolo or a Ryan Tannehill or a Derek Carr, that they play the position well enough, depending on the team they're on, how they're structured. So I think the NFL would hate this because they want to see these unbelievable quarterbacks. What if the 49ers are playing the Titans in the Super Bowl in Los Angeles? They'd be like, what? We want something else. But like you said, it's not sexy. Look at the offensive lines smashing them out. Look what the 49ers did to Dallas. And then look how the Titans are structured.
The ability to put pressure on the quarterback that both teams can do.
Winning in the trenches.
I think trench warfare is still in play.
I agree with you. I do think the quarterback roulette will be active this offseason. And I watched the Jimmy G game from last week two or three times. Really, the 49ers won in spite of Jimmy G.
Yeah,
that's right.
I think Jimmy G can make throws. He just is limited. And I do know this for a fact. Kyle has to change the way he calls games sometimes when Jimmy gets in these ruts and he does the crazy things. Kyle almost like takes the ball out of his hands. And then it becomes a bubble screen and draws and all kinds of ways to not screw it up. And that's what's hurt Jimmy G. When he can stand there and not have to avoid pressure, he can make all the throws. It's just when it comes with pressure, everybody changes. And that's when all bets are off. It's like the practice players. You know, some guys I've been around, they're awesome in practice. They can make all the throws. And then the bright lights come on, and holy mackerel,
it's a different individual.
Something dripping down their leg.
It's got the diaper wet. Randy, one quick question. I know how you like to build a football team. Your thoughts on Teron Armstead? Because, listen, when he's healthy, he's one of the best, if not one of the best, left tackle in the game.
In the conversation.
But now you're in a spot where, come on, he's missed a lot of time each and every year. Your thought, if you were the GM here, because you see an elite player when he's healthy, to invest back into that, like the Saints will have to make that choice. Because if you don't pay him, someone else will. They'll take that chance on an elite talent like what Armstead is.
Yep, I agree with you. I think that's their hardest decision. I've said for the last three or four years, they have the two best tackles in the game. It's just a matter of if they get him on the field every week. And I think Armstead's absence has been, accentuated because Ramczyk missed some time. So, they both missed time this
at the same time.
The same time. That's even worse.
Which makes it hard. But to answer your question, my theory is I'm really not into giving away good players and letting them walk out the door. So, I mean, I know that sounds crazy, but I would find a way cap-wise to make my left tackle a commodity because you're right. Somebody else is going to pay him. It's not if, it's just when, because there's a lot of teams that don't have either one of those guys. So I think they'll find a way. I find it hard to believe that they would let a guy of that caliber walk out. And I always look at the injuries as being cyclical, right? Maybe he's due to have a healthy year.
Randy Mueller, former NFL GM, CEO of Mueller Football Advising. Randy, thanks for the time.
Thanks, Randy.
Thank you, Randy.
All right, this is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Hey, we come back. I got some great information on the left offensive tackle in the National Football League, how expensive they are.
How expensive are left tackles in the National Football League?
Left tackles, okay. We all look at the 49ers. They kind of reshaped the offensive tackle market. They signed Trent Williams. He was the guy that went and shifted, and Garoppolo didn't let him get set on the fourth down, the quarterback sneak. That guy could play. We all know he could play. He signed a 6-year, $138 million deal with $55 million guaranteed. Now, he's 32 years old when he signed the deal. He's 2 years older than Teron Armstead, and Armstead will be this offseason. Williams has also had a lengthy history of injuries like Teron Armstead. There's not too many cats like that. We look at Armstead missed 9 games last season, and has missed about five games per season on average since he took over as a starter in 2014. Now, if you don't have Armstead at left tackle, I think, because he's the highest paid right tackle, they'd move Ramczyk to left tackle. But Ramczyk at left tackle, as of now, he'd be the fourth highest paid left tackle. So how do you value, because most quarterbacks are right-handed, how do you value the left tackle versus right tackle?
Mike, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
We'll do it.
Two down, two to go here on Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.